You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alrighty, hour number two of our radio program. That's right, it is Zach Yelp Show, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Oh, it'd be nice if I could speak today. Check out betonline.ag for updated college football playoff games and championship lines, along with the plethora of college football props. Now joining us, one of our favorite people to talk college football with, Danny Cannell, here with us on the Zach Yelp Show. Danny, appreciate it. How you been, my man?
I'm fantastic, man. Fired up for some games this weekend. College football playoffs get kicked off. I will say there's only one game that really excites me. I think you could get three kind of ugly ones, but I'll take what I can get, and then it's going to set up for an even better quarterfinal round. So there's hope down the road.
So what is your marquee game? Because people are stuck between A&M Miami and then Oklahoma Alabama. I'm assuming you're going A&M Miami.
All day long, Zach. Like, I don't want to watch a mid-tier regular season SEC game. Like, we already saw Oklahoma versus Alabama. I want to see some teams that I think have the talent to, if they get hot and they get right and they play to their potential, I think Miami or Texas A&M could possibly win the whole thing. Like, I think they're that good, and it's along the lines of scrimmage. And as somebody who pounded the table for Miami saying they should be in this playoff, I almost feel like they found new life. Like, they did not think they were going to get it, so they get this pass and they get this opportunity. I think they're going to maximize it. And they've kind of been in playoff mode for the last 4 weeks of the season, knowing they had to win and win impressively, and they've done that. And most importantly, Carson Beck has stopped throwing interceptions. Now, is that a faucet that gets turned off for good, or is it like temporary and it could start leaking? We'll have to find out, because that's always an issue with Carson Beck. But if he cleans it up and does not turn the ball over, I think Miami can actually go into College Station and win this game.
I kind of feel as if nationally, A&M has been disrespected a little bit too much. I get it, right? They looked ugly up against Texas. It was their first loss of the season. Marcel Reed was dealing with the ankle injury. Mario Craver just joined us. He said that's not going to be a problem. They may get Le'Veon Moss back for this game. And this A&M team, if they would have won that game up against Texas, they're in the SEC championship game. I think people are dinging them too much for losing to Texas.
But they did lose that game, so we do have to go with that one on the field. They did need a last-minute drive to beat Notre Dame, a game in which their defense, which is vaunted, gave up 40 points in that game. And then they played the bottom dwellers of the SEC. That's where I look at them, and I just don't know if they're tested to the point of some of these other teams. And even Miami, their schedule, I think, was harder. Going against Louisville and SMU, you can look at those teams and say, well, they're both 8-4. Like, they were both teams that had some talent, NFL talent on those rosters. Meanwhile, you had Texas A&M going through like some Mississippi State, Auburn, who finished sub 500, Florida, who fired their coach, Arkansas fired their coach, LSU fired their coach, Missouri was underwhelming, they did beat them, South Carolina, Samford, and then finally they play against Texas, and they don't look like they're ready for a challenge. So I do think Texas A&M is a little bit overrated. Now, I'm picking Miami to advance. I wouldn't be shocked at all if Texas A&M wins the game at home. And that's why I do think, like, if they win this game and they're able to shut down Miami and Marcel Reed is healthier, he is the type of player that can make massive headaches to try to stop. So that's why I think this game is intriguing. I like both of these teams coming out of this matchup.
Sources tell me, by the way, Danny Cannell, that you no longer identify as a Florida State Seminole. Now you're Miami Hurricane. That's what it sounds like right now.
Well, I live in South Florida. I better get some free dinners, at least somewhere along the line. And I'm going to get, I have to make sure I don't have a Notre Dame like waiter because it might spit my food. But as soon as Miami got in, I thought it should have been Notre Dame and Bama out. Mm. And that, because I think that was the perfect solution for the committee, was to have both Miami and Notre Dame in. Bama lost two of their last four. We've hashed all that out. I just thought that was the best solution. Unfortunately, the committee screwed it up.
Two things I still don't get what the committee did. How they didn't drop Bama at least one spot after losing the SEC championship. And then also how Georgia, for winning the SEC, didn't get elevated up to the two spot, and either you had Ohio State fall to 3 or 4. Those are two things that still don't make sense to me.
Totally perplexing. Totally agree. It was almost like they didn't want to, you know, harm these teams too much that played in the, you know, that's always been the question. Like, well, hey, if you were sitting at home, you wouldn't have moved. So if you lose a game, you can't move that much. I totally agree with you. I thought Georgia, you know, going as the SEC champion. I mean, clearly we have the two super conferences, Big Ten and SEC. Regardless of your records, it does feel like the one of them should be the one seed, the other should be the two, and then you let them fall where they may. But Ohio State was close. And they could have, you know, had they made a chip shot, maybe they would have won that game. But still, they lost it. They had that opportunity. So I would have been okay with Ohio State dropping to 3 or even 4 in that scenario.
Talking to Danny Cannell right now. Alabama, Oklahoma, what decides it? I see that Jam Miller is off the injury report, which is enormous news for Alabama. Because when he's not on the field, that offense just looks completely lost without him.
It does. I still think Alabama's biggest issue hasn't been Jam Miller. It's been the offensive line, which I do think has been exposed somewhat. And I know, you know, -3 rushing against Georgia, that's something that's going to be covered. I think Ty Simpson's confidence has been rattled since the first game against Oklahoma, where he had that pick six. And it feels like he's been reeling ever since. And now we're supposed to have him play his way out of this slump against this defense, which is supposed to be one of the best. Now, I will say this. Oklahoma's defense, which is outstanding, they did get 400 yards put up him against Alabama, and they needed the turnovers to win the game, and credit to them for getting the turnovers. But they also played Ole Miss, and Ole Miss, with their offense, moved the ball pretty easily up and down the field against Oklahoma's defense. So I do get that there is an aspect where Alabama could score points against this team, but they're getting R. Mason Thomas back on the defensive side of the ball. It's in Norman. I think that place is going to be absolutely rocking. And I don't think teams respect Alabama's run game. I think they're teeing off on Ty Simpson, and he has been rattled because of it. I think his confidence is shaken, and now we're supposed to ask him to get it back versus that defense. I don't see it happening. Now, the reason this game will be close is because Oklahoma's offense is a complete dumpster fire.
Yeah.
Their coaches do not trust John Mateer, and I wouldn't either. Like, you can tell they're like, oh, gosh, I hope we can run the ball because we don't want to throw it. And when they do, he's been a turnover machine. So I think if you see Oklahoma get a lead, they will be more than happy to go 3 and out and milk every second of the clock and really only throw the football with screens and checkdowns and just try to make sure they possess the ball and don't turn it over. And I look at this Oklahoma team and I'm like, if you're Alabama defending them, just don't give up the Isaiah Satania home run, because they've had two of those huge plays to their star wide receiver that have bailed them out of situations. So I love the under in this game. I think it's going to be 16-13, a lot of field goals. And because of that, I actually like Oklahoma. Tate Sandell, their kicker, just won the Ray Guy Award. He had a 55-yarder and a 52-yarder the first time against Alabama. I think it's a huge weapon. Alabama's kicker on the road. It's supposed to be windy. I like Oklahoma in this game to pull off the upset as the home underdog in a low-scoring game.
I don't know how many people have had this conversation, Danny Cadell, but about a month ago, people were saying Ty Simpson was going to be a first-round pick. With what I've seen in the last month, I couldn't use a first-round pick on him for the 2026 NFL draft.
No, and but then, like, what if you just saw the first 8 games where he was 21 touchdowns, one interception? It's like, but it is a totality, right? I mean, that's the reality is that he did fall apart the last 4 games. I actually saw Field Yates say something on ESPN that no player has more at stake than Ty Simpson through the playoffs. Like, if he gets hot and he beats Oklahoma and he makes a deep run and somehow finds them in the semifinals or the championship game, yeah, then all of a sudden we'd be going back and looking at that. I just view him probably as a second or a third round pick no matter what. Like, I just don't think he's got the physicality and the total arm strength or the athleticism that NFL teams are looking for now. The problem is if he plays this way, he might not be a fourth or a fifth round pick. So even if he plays great, I just think once he goes through the draft evaluation, I think he'll show some limitations as far as what the true ceiling could be for him.
Teams that need a quarterback that are picking close to the top right now, the Raiders, the Browns, and the Jets. Let's just go with those three teams. If you were Fernando Mendoza, oh, this is a good question. Raiders, Browns, or Jets, who would you want to get drafted by if you're Fernando?
See, I'm telling him, now I'm a Miami Dolphin fan, and we know that Tua just got benched today, but I'm telling my agent, what can we do to make sure I get to Miami? Like, do you threaten to hold out? Can you do anything
there? He's too nice to do that.
I know. He is too nice. The best situation, I do not think you want any part of the Shedeur Sanders circus. Like, it is an unwinnable situation. It's like a Tebow effect. I think it takes, similar to what John Elway got out of the Tim Tebow situation by bringing in Peyton Manning. Like, I don't know if there's a situation you bring in somebody in a trade that you can just overcome that. So I do not want to go to Cleveland, not to mention the jersey. Do you want to be another name on that jersey with all the quarterbacks who have gone to die in Cleveland? I don't want that. The Raiders are intriguing because they're going to have a new offensive coordinator. They got rid of Chip Kelly. I do think Geno Smith, be curious to see what his contract is, but I think he'd be a great mentor if you weren't ready to go wait for a year. Jets are interesting, but I'd probably say the dysfunction in that franchise has me a little bit nervous. So if the Miami Dolphins are not an option, I'd probably say the Las Vegas Raiders.
Wow. The Raiders with Brock Bowers and Ashton Jeanty. All it takes is the Jets and the Browns, and they become the prettiest girl to dance.
That'd be great. And don't forget, Tom Brady is a part owner.
Yeah, no, that is true. I don't know how much of the influence Tom has because he's a minority owner, but he's the broadcaster right for Fox. He's doing 10 other million other different things. All righty. Danny Cadell with us for a few more minutes. Ole Miss, Tulane, James Madison, Oregon. Can you see either of those games being close?
Yes, because it's college football. Like, that's really the only explanation. I would pick them both to lay it, but, like, it's almost too easy right now when everybody's like, oh, there's going to be blowouts. Everyone's kind of, you know, just totally crapping on the group of five teams and they're garbage. And they haven't been great this year, and I don't think they should have been in, but they still have some talented players on these teams. And I know it got sideways the first time around. I would remind people that was Jake Retzlaff's fourth game in the Tulane uniform in a new offense. So maybe he plays a little bit better. James Madison, they've been disrespected by everybody. They're one of the best, you know, more talented team. I think they're number two in total defense out there. Like, they've got a good squad. But I think this is where the offensive and defensive lines of scrimmage come to light. And this is where I think you see a heavy dose of Kiwon Lacy running the football for Ole Miss. I think you see Noah Whittington running the football for Oregon. You take some shot plays when they're there. You just don't want to mess around. And the only way I see these games being close are if you see a Trinidad Chambliss with an uncharacteristic pick or two in the first half, and they're kind of hanging around. You get a little bit uptight, and the other team gains momentum. But ultimately, to answer your original question, I don't think you'll see those. I think you'll see pretty comfortable wins. But again, it's college football. Maybe we see a wild upset. I don't think so. So I would lay the points.
Did you take Alabama or Oklahoma, by the way?
I took Oklahoma as a home dog.
So if you then have Oregon, Texas Tech, you have Oklahoma, Indiana, Then you have Ole Miss, Georgia, and you get Miami, Ohio State. Between them, with those matchups, Texas Tech, Indiana, Georgia, and Ohio State, who do you think is the first team that has a bye to fall?
Oh, easy. I'm big on Oregon, and I am out on the Big 12. I think Texas Tech would be the team in Miami at the Orange Bowl. I think Oregon is really good. They're getting healthy at the right time. I actually, full disclosure, I picked them to win the national championship. Like that was, and I don't love going chalk. Like if you said you've got a lot of money and you have to make a bet, I'd probably take Ohio State. Just they're the most talented roster, but I like a little bit of value. So I actually like the Ducks. Great news for them. They just had three of their receivers back at practice. DeCorian Moore, Gary Bryant Jr., and Evan Stewart, who missed the entire season with an ACL. He's been back practicing. It feels like they're getting healthy at the right time. Dante Moore is somebody in the quarterback market. Watch out for him, because if the Ducks get hot and he has a strong playoff, he could be somebody who I think could challenge Fernando Mendoza for the top quarterback taken. So he's somebody to keep an eye out for. So, yeah, I'm not sold on Texas Tech. They remind me a little bit of Oklahoma. Baron Morton has been more of a game manager. Haven't been too impressed. Their defense has been good, but they really haven't played a top-tier offense. So I think Texas Tech is the first one to go down.
Dylan Raiola entering the transfer portal. He's leaving Nebraska. We saw the signs on the wall. The brother decommitted. The uncle got fired on the coaching staff. Like, I just wonder where he's going. I saw someone, Pete Nakos yesterday, say Louisville. It's like, hey, you're leaving Nebraska for Louisville? Like, nothing against Louisville. Brom's a heck of a coach. But if I'm going to the transfer portal, I'm expecting something bigger, right?
I mean, the signs were on the wall when he went to four different high schools. That's the sign for me. Like, and that also is a major red flag for me. Like, that's why I think Dylan Raiola is okay. And, like, if he wants to move on, if I'm Nebraska, I'm like, good luck. I'm not losing any sleep over Dylan Raiola leaving. Now, I do think Matt Rhule's got some other issues that he needs to figure out, because their offensive and defensive line, they need to run the football better. You know, there's a lot of talk of him potentially going to Texas Tech, because that's where Patrick Mahomes, his idol, went. And there's somebody who's spent out there. Wherever he goes, I don't think it makes much of a difference. Like, if it's Louisville, I think it'll be an upgrade for Miller Moss. And I think Jeff Brohm has been great with quarterbacks, so I think it'd be a good spot. But until I see Dylan Raiola make a difference in a meaningful game, I think he's one of many overhyped five stars that come into college and just don't meet the expectations.
Once again, you can check out betonline.ag for updated college football playoff games and championship lines, along with a plethora of college football props. He is Danny Cannell. Danny, appreciate it. Thanks so much.
You're the best, Zach. Good catching up.
There you go. Danny Cannell with us. Always appreciate our conversation with him. We continue really the caravan tour today. We go from Jamie Erdahl, Mario Craver, Danny Cannell, then coming up next, a man that fell on his ass the other day. Yeah, that's right. He was walking, and I guess slipped on some ice and fell on that large tuchus of his. That is Pat Boyle of the Pat Boyle Show for a few more days. And he was actually one of the lone survivors. He's going over to the new network with Westwood One, or Westwood No Fun, whatever we're calling them, as he's doing that show with Brad Evans. But we do love Pat Boyle, and he'll join us next.
Under the moon of the neon glow, Bad Take Boyle hosts the overnight show. He doesn't wear pants and refuses to yield. He's the number one fan of Justin Fields. Oh. He said the Jets will win this year. Now turns around and says the future's unclear. Boyle makes picks, he's not afraid. I listen to his picks, then I fade. Boyle is here with another network draft. Him and Pete the Body giving Samcha the shaft. Oh, Bad Take Boyle, the new hot take hack. Catch him every Wednesday, he's on here with Zach. That's the real deal, no time for faker. Last year in the NBA playoffs, he picked the late. To make your day.
It's time to ask the pros. Where the listener gets to ask us a question, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Simply tweet your question at INFSportsNet or at Zach Gelb using the hashtag AskThePros. Be listening later in the show. We might answer your question. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. I guess he's done putting together his hair. Here he is from the Pat Boyle extravaganza. Going to be doing the show on the new network from, I believe, 6 to 11 p.m. with Brad Evans. We call him the lone survivor. He is Pat Boyle. Pat, what's happening, my man?
What's up, Zach? How are you, brother? You know, I find it funny you said I had to, spend time doing my hair. I got a hat on.
So. Well, I don't want to be a jackass here. I did see you without that hat on, and I said, ooh, what happened to Boyle's hair? Did he get a bad haircut? That hair, it was all over the place, my friend. And trust me, I don't have the greatest hair in the world. I'm no Ryan Hickey or Tom Pelissero or Evan Washburn, but... If you looked as if you just got back from Vegas, that's the way I would describe it.
Well, that's why we got the hat wall, bro, when you got to throw one on real quick. And, you know, fitting enough, we got the Knicks on one of the greatest days in franchise history, celebrating the infamous NBA Cup. And, you know, look, maybe I was in Vegas. Maybe I was out all night partying on the streets of Manhattan. Maybe I'm getting ready for the Canyon of Heroes celebration.
So I live right next to the Canyon of Heroes. And I have never seen a parade. Like, I'm not counting the Liberty or whatever soccer team that Gallo tells me had a parade down there. I'm talking about the major sports in New York. I have never seen a championship parade. I know that you're tongue-in-cheek when you talk about it with the Knicks and the Canyon of Heroes with the parade. Did you actually think, though, that I know they're not. Did you think that they should raise a banner for winning the in-season tournament?
Yes, absolutely. And I love that our guy Manny Rodriguez put up our own banner in the control room at the Infinity Sports Network for the Knicks NBA Cup. If they're not going to do it, if James Dolan, surprise, surprise, he got something wrong. If James Dolan's not going to raise a banner.
No, he got something right. That he got this right.
No.
How no?
Let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question,
yeah,
Zach.
Yeah, go ahead.
What would you rather the Knicks win? Would you rather them win the Atlantic Division
banner?
And win nothing
no
in the playoffs?
Banner.
Would you rather them win the
No banner! Banner!
Yeah, exactly.
No banner! I saw your video yesterday.
Yeah, would you rather them win the Atlantic Division and win nothing, which they have banners hung for from the 70s, 80s, whatever else they won the Atlantic Division, or, I don't know, an in-season tournament where they're literally the champions of the league for this in-season tournament? It's just the third year. I get it. It's the easy thing. It's the fun thing to do. Let's crap on the NBA Cup. Ha, ha, ha. Adam Silver.
Banner,
can't get anything
no banner!
Right. And by the way, I heard you think I faked my fall in that video?
I questioned it. After further review, I was just watching the video with no sound on when I was doing the show, and I saw your hands moving at a million miles an hour and doing all those face motions that you do when you end up speaking and all that stuff. And I then saw you fall, and I go, I have to watch the whole thing before I buy the fall. After watching it with the sound on, I did question a little bit the actual fall, because I thought to myself for a second, I feel like there would be more pain. I feel like he'd be hurt a lot more. But after further review, I would say I think that was somewhat of a genuine fall.
Okay, somewhat of a genuine fall. I'm so glad that you're conceding defeat there after I got a text from Stu saying somebody whose name rhymes with Smack Smell think that you faked that fall.
Wait.
The bruises
Stu?
on my...
Hold on. Time out. Stu. You texted Pat Boyle?
I sure did. This is a big topic of our soccer chat.
The Titanic is sinking here, and all the little characters are running off the boat, and they're leaving me here. They're leaving little poor old me right here, and all of you just scurrying off the boat. You know, especially Boyle, who I've been very kind to his career. Stu, say, oh, you guys, you scurrying right off the boat, just leaving me. Oh, just the betrayal here is disgusting by Stu. I'm not even mad, Stu. I'm disappointed, Stu. I'm disappointed in you, Stu. But anyway, continue, Boyle. Sorry.
Yeah, I mean, the bruises on my ass and my leg and my elbow would say otherwise. But look, man, I put my body on the line for the Knicks. They put their body on the line for the NBA Cup. And it's just a shame that we have an owner that doesn't respect what is an incredible achievement. And look, I mean, seriously
speaking. Can I ask you a question? When the Rangers... In the playoffs, win the President's Trophy. Aren't you the same clown then when they lose in the playoffs? You mock the President's Trophy?
Oh, no, I just mock. It's the curse, right? There's usually the President's Trophy curse. Whichever is the best team in the regular season almost never wins the cup.
So here's the thing. I'm not crapping over the in-season tournament, the NBA Cup, whatever you want to call it. I do think it's stupid. You have to incentivize players that are making all this money to begin with and give them more money because the commissioner has no control over his league because he's a spineless guy. But with that being said, the idea when you walk into Madison Square Garden and you have banners that actually are associated with like winning an Eastern Conference or winning an NBA championship, some of the all-time great players that have played for this franchise, and then you would possibly see a banner for some Fugazi mid-season tournament to get the players to actually try harder. I don't think that banner needs to be there. And I think Dolan actually did the right thing.
Yeah, I'm not saying it has to be as big as the 70-73 or 71-73 NBA titles. But, you know, it should be hung. It should be immortalized. It should be recognized. It should be recognized as the achievement it is. Look, Zach, no point in this process.
What did they achieve?
They won the NBA Cup. They beat the San Antonio Spurs. They would have beaten the Thunder. They won however many group stage games there are, and they won three knockout stage games.
What does that accomplish? Winning the NBA Cup, what does it accomplish?
I think it's just another small layer of how to recognize greatness for teams moving forward, you know, in the future. Like, okay, a caller on my show actually earlier, you know, brought up like two Hall of Famers that never won a championship, Damian Lillard and Russell Westbrook, and said, you know, maybe in 20 years from now, like if there is, you see, oh, well, double digit all-star appearances, MVP consideration, but never won a title.
Yeah,
like,
he won that
maybe
NBA
winning an
Cup.
NBA Cup.
Yeah, you know, Chris Paul, you want to win an NBA championship or an NBA Cup? Chris Paul, he's got that NBA Cup. Oh, my God. Do you realize how ridiculous you sound right now? I love you, but do you realize how stupid you sound right now?
No.
Oh, my God.
No, I don't.
The Milwaukee Bucks won the NBA Cup last year, or was that 2 years ago?
Last year.
Mm-hmm. How'd they do last year?
They got bounced in the first round because, again, they couldn't make up for injuries.
And the year before that, the Los Angeles Lakers, they won the NBA Cup. How'd they do?
2 years ago, were the Lakers losing the second round?
Weren't they a playing tournament teams too? Right?
That sounds right.
Yeah, I don't know if they won in the first or they ended up losing the second. But anyway.
They lost to the Nuggets, I think, for the second straight year in the second round, or maybe it was the first round. I can't remember.
I think it was the Nuggets because that would line up here. I'm looking at the standings. That would be the 2-7 matchup. If that way that did go down. But here's the bottom line: the Knicks can go on and win a championship this year, an actual championship. That I'm not confusing here with the point. But the idea that this NBA Cup shows me anything outside of the fact that the Knicks are just having a good season so far. You know, as we sit here on the 17th day of December, the year of 2025, that's all that it shows me is they're just having a good season so far. But a banner to celebrate something, I don't understand that. Now, let me ask you this.
Hold on.
Yeah, go ahead. One more, and then I'm done with this.
Nobody with a sane brain has ever at any point confused the NBA Cup for anywhere near the importance of the NBA Finals.
You just tried to tell me that it would be a line of an accomplishment to honor somebody's career if they have an NBA Cup. That's what you just said. That's ridiculous.
I'm talking about two guys that never won an NBA title, and Lillard and Westbrook, and like there's like another thing that you can recognize their greatness for. It's like, hey, they also won an NBA Cup. They won two NBA Cups. They were the NBA Cup MVP.
Oh,
like Jalen Brunson, when we go down, at the end of his Knicks career,
I'm going to smash it over your head.
Seven-time All-Star, two-time NBA champion, one-time NBA Finals MVP, and one, two, three-time NBA Cup champion and NBA Cup MVP. It's like, okay, you know, there's this extra layer of greatnesses that he had. And just the other thing that I wanted to say, Zach, mm-hmm. really quickly is, you know, I know it's so hard for a lot of American sports fans to grasp an in-season tournament
and
what it means.
Soccer and all that bullcrap.
It's become very commonplace in soccer. And when you win a tournament like the Carabao Cup, which ends in February, it's a small achievement. You honor it and you move on. You don't celebrate it like you won the league or like you won the Champions League, but it is an achievement to be immortalized.
Yeah, I'm going to create the Football Cup. And, you know, when the Patriots win the Football Cup after week 9, I'm going to be, shaking the pom-poms and saying, yeah, let's go Patriots. We won the NFL Cup. Oh, we're going to hang a banner. Oh, we're going to hang a banner. You sound ridiculous, but I appreciate your commitment to your ridiculousness and your jackassery and how insane you do sound. Now, let me ask you this, though. Tua getting benched. Is that it for Tua in Miami? I know what the contract is. Do the Dolphins just cut the fat at the end of the year and say goodbye to Tua?
You and Matt Chatham and Mike Vrabel can celebrate an NFL Cup with the New England Patriots, considering they're not going to win much in this postseason.
Tua, I feel pretty good if you say that, because I've had a picks competition with you all throughout the season, and I've been smacking. The reason you have a bruise in your ass isn't because you fell in the streets. I've been smacking your ass all season long and dominating you, sucker, in this picks competition. Wire to wire. Call me Secretariat. Okay. Wire to wire.
It's a four-game lead. We got 3 weeks to go. I'm assuming you will want to finish this competition with me once the Infinity Sports Network concludes. Anyway, we will finish.
Well, disclaimer on that. That would be off the air, because if you think I'm going on the new network, yeah, please, no chance. That ain't happening.
No. Yeah, off the air.
Okay.
Off the air.
That sounds good.
Yeah. You can finish it on social media, because I know that
I'm a man of integrity. And I have a lead right now as well. So it would be easy. Hey, the network's ending. Let's just end the picks competition. I win, you lose. You know, I'll get the Gelb Cup banner going since it's, right at that line of demarcation for not a full season. But no, I'll honor the commitment for the end of the regular season. End of the regular season, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, can you get back to Tua, please?
Yeah. So, and look, by the way, the head-to-head pick we had this Sunday, you had the Patriots, I had the Bills. So 21-0, maybe this is the new 28-3 here in terms of the way this season's headed. Look,
fine.
Really quickly with Tua,
still back.
I know that it seems like this is another Daniel Jones with the Giants or Derek Carr with the Raiders. I don't think so. I think that's way too much money. Way too much money. $99 million in dead cap. Even if you spread it out, $67 million to not have him on the team next year and another 32 the year after that. They're better off making sure he doesn't suffer a long-term injury in these last 3 days, a torn Achilles, anything like that, all the concussions that he's had. Give Quinn Ewers a chance. You drafted him in the seventh round. You might as well see what he's got for 3 games. And then you go into next year with both those guys on the roster, and you give Tua the starting job. And if Tua struggles through the first 6, 7, 8 games, then maybe you bench him again, and then you cut him after next season. For me, it would be such a waste of money to just get rid of him next year. And also because I think he's tied to the hip of Mike McDaniel. And I think those two are going to go, or they're going to move forward with each other and not separately.
I would fire both their asses. I would get rid of Tua, and I would get rid of Mike McDaniel. That's what I would personally do. He is Pat Boyle, the great Pat Boyle, right here on the Infinity Sports Network, joining us for his last appearance in his weekly spot. So we do appreciate Pat for joining us all throughout the years. Well, really not all throughout the year. Oh, yeah, we've talked to Pat throughout the years. He worked on the show, but replacing Hickey this year for the football season in his weekly spot because, you know, Hickey couldn't deal with all of his wrong predictions just getting replayed to him. So we ended up going to Pat Boyle. Pat, we appreciate it.
Zach, you're the best, brother.
Appreciate it. There he is, Pat Boyle. Can you play me one more time him falling on his ass yesterday? This is Pat Boyle walking through this. Have you heard this, Ack, by the way? Okay, Ack has not heard this. So this is Pat Boyle. Actually, do me a favor, because I want to provide some levity for Rich Ackerman. Do we have the full clip? This is the full clip of Pat Boyle yesterday making this whole big stink about how the NBA in-season tournament
and
matters.
Did this all happen because he felt the need to, like, do one of those Instagram videos of
yes.
him walking? See, there's nothing better than that. Because and you know my disdain for social media. I hate to laugh at somebody's misfortune, but I can't stand the, like, okay, keep it to yourself.
Okay, let's hear Pat Boyle.
Save it for the show.
Let's hear Pat Boyle fall on his ass yesterday.
All right, I'm getting real fed up and sick and tired of people telling me the NBA Cup doesn't matter. Oh, it's just a sham in-season tournament that they created to drum up interest. Nobody cares. It doesn't matter in the standings. It counts in here. It counts in here. I want a banner. Don't you want a banner inside the Garden? The Knicks haven't won anything in 50-plus years. You're going to poo-poo on this tournament? Just because it's not the NBA Finals? Don't you think I want to win an NBA title as well? Don't you think I want the Knicks to win an NBA title? Okay, and the next best thing is winning the NBA Cup. Okay? We're not going to treat it the same as an NBA title. I'm not going to go parading down in the Canyon of Heroes, shaking my ass and screaming for Jalen Brunson. No, but I'm going to be happy that the Knicks won something. Wait, here, let me make the math easy for you. Ready? Banner or no banner? Banner? No banner. Would you rather lose to that big French bastard Wembanyama and the Spurs and have them rub our faces in it? Because you know what it's going to be for all the Knicks haters. If the Knicks win, it's the NBA Cup. It doesn't even matter. And if the Knicks lose, it's going to... Oh, my ass. Oh, I'm putting my body on the line. Oh, God.
Yeah, just like you took a hard foul,
I'm putting my body on the line for the Knicks. Oh, that hurts so bad. You know what Jalen Brunson's going to do if he wins? You know what he's going to do with his prize money? He's going to get hooked on phonics for Tyler Kolek so he can learn how to read. Don't you want Tyler Kolek to be able to learn how to read? That hurts so bad. Have some pride, all right? Don't tell me how to be a fan. Let's win a title tonight. That hurts so bad.
Ack, you are a sports historian. You are definitely a traditionalist when it comes to sports. Pat Boyle advocating, and the Knicks aren't going to do this, but advocating for the Knicks to raise a championship banner for winning this Fugazi in-season cup. What do you think?
You know, at first I said, that's the most ridiculous thing ever. But it's gone on, and the talk has been so ridiculous about it that I'm already like, so what? It's a banner. It's a bedsheet. You know, they have banners for Billy Joel and Fish and Elton John in Madison Square Garden. They would put up to, back in the day when the Rangers weren't winning. Now that they have all the retired numbers, they used to put up division title banners. So I'm not as bad as with it as I once was. I don't think I'd go there. I congratulate. I think there is something to the fact that they won a championship, but I think this is one of those manufactured. I don't know how you'd want to term it, but it's a manufactured PR stunt by the league to generate excitement, and you know it's well intentioned, and I think it's a good thing, but you can't confuse it with an NBA championship.
Yeah, Pat making the case that, you know, when we look at Damian Lillard's career, who doesn't have an NBA championship.
I mean, look, it's
kind of prop him up in terms of, he won it. Maybe he won an NBA Cup. Like, that would be some big deal.
I mean, look, it's better to say we won the NBA Cup and Jalen Brunson was the MVP than not have that. Mm-hmm. But I don't think it quite counts with as much weight as NBA Finals MVP or regular season MVP, NBA champion. But I do give I give Boyle a lot of credit though. He had on the passion meter. He went to 11.
Yeah.
So that's.
And then he almost broke his ass. He almost broke his ass. There's no doubt about that.
I'm not railing on Pat because I love him and God bless him for doing it. But those things I don't even know half the people on the Instagram feed that comes across, and I'll be like, who cares? Mm-hmm. Like.
How did Sydney Sweeney girl get there?
You know, like that just all of a sudden somebody pops up from the gym doing a workout. I don't need this.
Squats.
Just go do your workout. Don't involve me. Yeah. Get out of here.
Sheryl Moore probably also doing a lot of scrolling through Instagram.
I don't need to see that.
Real quickly, I know we got to get to the update. I just got to ask Boyle one more question. And we got to keep this quick, Pat. Would you have been devastated last night if the Knicks would have lost the NBA Cup?
Yeah. It would have felt like once again there's an opportunity to win a title and the Knicks get turned away.
Okay. Thanks. All right, there he is, Pat Boyle. Let's get the latest sports flash in with the Ackman, Rich Ackerman. The play of the day is sponsored by NHTSA. Whether you get pulled over or get into a crash, drinking and driving will change your whole world. Drive sober or get pulled over, paid for by NHTSA. Last night, the Knicks took home the Emirates NBA Cup with a 124-113 win over the Spurs. Here is how it sounded on Knicks Radio. This is a call you're never going to forget, because winning the NBA Cup is the best thing ever, according to some dopes.
8 seconds left. Inbound to Fox. He'll let the clock wind. The Knicks have much bigger goals at the end of the year. But by beating San Antonio, they're leaving Las Vegas with a brand new trophy. The 2025 NBA Cup champions, your New York Knicks.
Oh, boy. I love how Boyle tried to use that as that's going to be something that people are going to use to kind of prop up other people moving forward in the future. Like, people are going to sit there and be like, oh, yeah, that Damian Lillard, you know, obviously didn't win an NBA. Oh, did he win an NBA Cup last year? He was on the Bucks. Yeah, I think he was hurt, though. Was he hurt, though, last year? He had the...
He got hurt in the play or right before the playoffs, right in the playoffs. Yeah. I think he was on that team.
All right, so is anyone going to sit there and actually say, oh, Damian Lillard won an NBA Cup?
Hey, he got a cup ring, whether he was playing in the actual games or not.
Gee golly. I'm looking at his Wikipedia page. It does list after 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 8 accolades. NBA. Oh my God, Wikipedia should be shut down. They have NBA Cup champion listed in front of being on the NBA 75th anniversary team. All right. Let's go to Big Friendly in California next up on the Infinity Sports Network. Big Friendly, what's happening?
Now, Zachary Doodah, my man, first of all, this call is bittersweet because my heart is broken after the announcement you gave.
Well, I thank you for that, Big Friendly. You've been a great addition to the show, and I always appreciate your phone calls.
Hey, man, everybody in the chat loves this channel. Everybody who calls in, this is the things we look forward to after work, before work. So Sports Infinity Network, we may have to have a meeting. But anyway, your boy, Mr. Boyle, real quick, no disrespect. But the NBA and the ACK man is right. The NBA created this to keep fans whose teams are garbage engaged. Because, listen, when the Lakers won the Summer League a few years ago, I didn't care. Nobody cares unless it's a championship. And Zachary Doodah, what was the Diddy Hart and Jordan Brunson situation at the championship celebration? This is what I mean. This is a Fugazi title. I understand, Mr. Boyle, you're a Knicks fan. They ain't done nothing since before you were born. But that is a title like a participation trophy. Here you go, son. You are here. We'll give you this. What are we doing?
Yeah, the Josh Hart, for people that don't... Stu, do you know what Josh Hart did last night?
Oh, that was just...
I have no idea, no.
Samter, do you know what Josh Hart did last night? So, Big Friendly, I'll tell it to them. Ready? Josh Hart and Jalen Brunson obviously have been teammates and friends since college. Josh Hart is a practical joker. They are holding up the championship trophy, and Josh Hart may or may not have taken his finger and stuck it up somewhere that it shouldn't have been. I think that is the clean way of saying it right there. He shoved it in the stink.
Yeah, he was guilty of unnecessary touching.
Yes, and Jalen Brunson's like, what the heck are you doing? He was not happy.
That reaction, that's the reaction of someone who was not in on the joke.
Yes, he was tickling the tuchus, and then the next thing, Jalen Brunson looked like he wanted to punch Josh Hart. Go ahead.
Yes, he looked like if the cameras weren't there, it would have been a different kind of fricus breaking out. Now, real quick, let's talk about these Rams. Zachary. Yeah. Now, I don't know right now when it comes to Devontae. I know right now the
hamstring.
Sean McVay said as of yesterday, he's going to leave everything open. But here's my opinion, and I want your answer. As much as I want the Rams to have the number one pick and a bye, I want Devontae Adams healthy. Mm-hmm. So if we have to sit him for the next 3 weeks and not get the number one spot, I'd prefer to have a healthy Devontae than a number one seed with an unhealthy Devontae.
And here's the thing. I totally agree with you. You could still sit Devontae and still get the number one seed. Like, that's not... If you beat the Seahawks, who are you then losing to? You play the Falcons, and then you play the Cardinals.
No. Zachary, we lost to the Panthers in Carolina. Don't say that.
Yeah, I get that. But everyone's entitled to one bad day. That was your bad day. That was your bad moment of the football season. The other losses, yes, you gave it away up against Philly. You lost in overtime to the Niners. You didn't have a great effort in that game. But those are still respectable losses. If you beat Seattle, you should be able to beat the Falcons and the Cardinals. But Big Friendly, I do agree with your bigger point here in that if you end up having to, say, sacrifice Devontae Adams and then he comes back for the playoffs, but then you're the 2 seed or the 3 seed, that is a sacrifice that I'm willing to make. But my friend, I appreciate all your phone calls. Really in the last few months. I'm up against it, but I got to let you run. But thanks so much, as always, for all your support.
I appreciate you.
There you go. Big Friendly joining us right there on the Infinity Sports Network. We'll get to Mike at Abilene, Texas next. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. We got a news brief as well coming up on the other side. Zach Gelb with you right here on the Infinity Sports Network.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.